Okay, phone check, keys check, wallet check, present check.
Oh, here comes the drop!
Annoying little sister. Check. Max, can you turn that down, please?
Sorry, Pads. I can't hear you.
Paddy, lad, are you okay? You seem tense.
Fine. So fine. I am fine. Call me Rafe because I am fine.
Right, let me guess. You're a bit nervous about the shindig you're going to.
Wait, shindig?
Yeah, fine, whatever you kids go to these days. Tiki-toki convention.
Frank, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Don't know, like 30-something?
30-something? I listen to Mellow Magic and stop the car every 15 minutes for an emergency wee.
Oh, that's why we stopped on the hard shoulder last week. I've never been good at guessing people's ages from their voice.
Yeah, remember the time you were flirting with that lady at Nan's 90th?
Ethel sounded young, okay?
She said she voted for Harold Wilson.
Oh, have you stopped listening to that music then?
Oh, they've just brought the beat back. Uncha, 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 uncha!
So what's the event tonight then?
It's our mate's birthday at this bar.
Good bar, is it?
No, it's going to be packed and the carpet smells like sick.
Oof, sod that for a game of soldiers. Mm. I know a good bingo night nearby. They give you a free game if you bring someone under 50.
That is tempting, but no, there is someone I want to chat to, so...
The light screen, you bloody idiot! Are you blind? Oh, sorry, no offence, lad.
None taken.
So, who is this lucky person?
Oh, it's my ex, Eva. I really want to talk to her, but my mate said she's only going for an hour. I've got a plan, though. I'm going to chat to her about her favourite book, 100 Years of Solitude. She was always talking about it, and I finally read it.
Oh, Paddy lad, that's so romantic.
Well, I've read the Wikipedia entry on the York notes.
That's romantic.
And I bought her a present.
Ooh, lovely stuff. Yeah. What have you got her? A bottle of perfume, jewellery?
A packet of super noodles with a sachet of oregano.
That's it. I'm turning the car around.
No. It's an in-joke from uni. It was like the only thing we could cook, so she'll love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Women love dry noodles. We're here. What time do you need me to pick you up?
Well, if Eva and I hit it off, we could be out all night.
I'll give you 90 minutes while I watch the City game.
Thanks, Frank. Come on, Max.
Oh, we're here. Cheers for the headphones, Pads.
You're using my headphones?
Well, you weren't using them.
Cheers, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
See you, guys.
God, this queue sounds long.
Come on, Kane out. We're going to the front.
No, Max. That works at theme parks, airports and Abba Voyage, not bars.
Paddy, what's the point of being blind if you're not going to reap the reward? It's like signing up to Tesco Club Card and not collecting the points.
Literally nothing like that.
Excuse us. Sorry, no, excuse me. Coming through. Blind man en route. Oh. No, you two, get out of the way.
I actually don't mind waiting.
Christ, if it wasn't for me, we'd still be in the security line at Stansted. Here we are. At the front.
That's 20 quid.
Oh, no. My brother here is blind, so he gets free blind entry.
I don't think that's a thing. Is that a thing?
And I get a free blind access assistance ticket.
That's definitely not a thing.
Yeah. 20 quid.
I think you'll find under the 2010 Equality Act, this is a classic case of discrimination, and I demand to speak to your manager.
Whatever. Go in, man.
What?
CPAD. Club card accepted.
It's so loud in here!
3 steps down!
What?
3 steps! No, that's 2, then add another 1.
Max, if you see Eva, can you take me over? I want a nice long catch-up.
What?
Eva! Nice long catch-up?
Oh, you're in luck! I'll take you over now. It's this way, right by the bar.
Amazing!
Hello?
Paddy says he wants a nice long catch-up with you. I'll leave you two to it.
Thanks, Max. How have you been?
Oh, I've been great.
Oh, great. You sound different.
Do I? I've got new teeth in Turkey, maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Cost a fair bit, but I said to myself, you've got to treat yourself, Stephen.
Stephen, yeah. You're Stephen.
Yeah, well, that's right. And you're Paddy. And you wanted a nice, long catch-up.
Yeah, that is what my sister told you, isn't it?
Yeah. Gah, so nice of her to find me for you.
So nice. Yeah, she's great. I should actually go find her to go thank her.
Good one. So I haven't seen you since when? 3rd year? What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, this and that. Interviews, talking, that sort of thing. I really should.
Yeah,
be
gosh, wow. Going. Fascinating, fascinating, wow. It's a bit like my job.
What's your job then?
I design video games.
What, really? That sounds genuinely interesting. What kind of game?
I design games to help school kids learn about pensions.
Right.
Yeah, you can play most of them on Microsoft Excel.
That's great. I'm a bit thirsty, so I'm just going to find my sister.
Whoa, buddy. I'll get you a drink, obviously. One pint of pale ale, please, my man. We'll save the shots for the second part of El Nice Long Catch-Up, not...
Yeah, great.
And the funny thing was, Paddy, I didn't even have to pay interest on the loan in the end.
Wow. That is funny.
Have you thought about diversifying your pension?
Not really.
Well, you should. Right now.
Right now, at this bar? Okay, that sounds fun.
People always say to me, Stephen, it's too complicated. I don't understand. Well, it's perfectly simple, right? Imagine, if you will, an umbrella with a series of smaller umbrellas underneath. But each one of those umbrellas has a funnel to catch the rainwater in them.
Okay.
Now imagine that rainwater
is
gilt bonds.
Gilt bonds?
Gilt bonds. I mean, you must know gilt bonds.
Yeah, I know gilt bonds. They're mad.
They are mad at the moment. And I've actually been doing well on gilts recently, and given the market, Paddy, it's quite the feat.
Is that the fire alarm? I think I can smell burning.
Don't think so.
Oh, what a shame.
Anyway, I actually came up with a great rap about tax-free capital gains, if you wanted to hear it. Listen up, you sly mothers.
I need the toilet.
Oh.
Yep, big old peace situation, so I'll just find my friend.
Hey,
and...
don't be silly. I'll go with you. I insist. Okay. Take my arm.
Okay, yep, no getting out of that one.
Strong grip you got there. Shall I carry on with the rap? Or...
no, I would rather you didn't.
Okay, yep. Oh, there's an accessible toilet here. Would you like me to come in with you?
No, thank you, Stephen. What a kind and creepy offer. I'm good.
All right, I'll be waiting right...
9:30 p.m.
Oh, I'm running out of either time.
No, there's someone blind using this toilet. He'll have to form a queue.
Oh, my God. Message Max. Max, I said either, not Stephen. You have to come and rescue me. This guy won't stop talking about pensions. I'm in the accessible toilet, and I'm staying here until you come and get me! Exclamation mark.
Message to Max. Max, I said Stephen, not Stephen. You have to come in chest and feet. This guy won't stop talking bench shuns. Accessible boiling, and you get me! Exclamation mark.
Everything okay in there?
So great! Having such a great time in here! Max, I haven't got long left to talk to Eva. I really need to talk to Eva.
Calling Eva.
No! No!
If you run out of toilet roll, I can start asking around for some napkins?
No! God no! I have toilet roll. Oh, no!
Was that your phone?
Yep, all good. Coming out now. Where is the flush? Oh, my God.
Paddy, did you know you pulled the emergency alarm?
Yes, thank you, Stephen.
I'm going to go to the house.
This is not good.
Paddy, are you in there? Did you get your cane stuck in the bowl again?
Oh, my God, Max.
Where have you been?
I got into a small fight with a girl who stole my buzz ball. What's the matter with you? Did you have your long catch up with Stephen?
Eva. I wanted to catch up with Eva, not Stephen.
Oh, yes, that does make more sense.
And I wasted my whole time talking to the dullest man on the planet. He's right behind me, isn't he?
He's actually directly in front of you.
Hello?
Nice to see you again, Stephen.
Stephen? When I said dull, I meant, you know, fun dull.
And to think, I showed you my tax rap.
Oh, this is all just a misunderstanding. I was just looking for...
Eva!
Paddy?
Eva?
Paddy?
Eva?
Stephen.
Not now, Stephen.
I got your message. Well, your phone call where you were shouting about toilet roll.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
And then I heard the alarm and thought maybe you were in trouble.
I'm not in trouble at all.
Physically, yes. Financially, you should have started investing in a pension pot decades ago.
Mate, give it a rest.
But you're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I read 100 Years of Solitude, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. What do you think?
I probably could have done with a bit less solitude. The full hundo was a bit much.
Well, I better be...
And... I've got my own place.
I also live there.
And I'm really looking after myself lately.
Yeah, we had quite a few shots this evening.
It's really good to catch up, Eva. Ideally, we'd be doing this over a drink and not next to the toilet with Stephen and my sister watching.
Well, it's nice to see you, Paddy.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got you these super noodles.
Just like old times.
Yeah, exactly.
I can just throw these away, right?
Yeah, they've been in my cupboard for a long time.
I've missed this.
I've missed this too.
Right, who's been messing with the accessible toilet alarm?
We were sort of in the middle of something, mate.
It's you.
Me?
I looked up the 2010 Equality Act, and it does not cover discounts for nightclubs and or bars.
Doesn't it? I should really read that thing.
And someone said just pull in a girl's hair at the bar.
She stole my buzzball.
I think it'll be best for you to leave.
Look, I know my sister can get a bit feral.
You take that back or I will scratch your face off.
But look, I'm just trying to have a good night with my sister and my good friend Stephen.
Hello, Your Honour.
And my smart, patient, funny, clever ex-girlfriend Eva.
Smooth.
Well, all right. But I've had one more. Wait, it was that on the floor?
What?
It's a baggie. No. Drugs.
No.
Is that oregano?
That was supposed to go with the noodles.
Why would you have oregano with your super noodles?
It's an in-joke from uni.
I'm not falling for that. That's the oldest trick in the book. We have a strict no-drug policy. I'm going to have to alert the authorities.
No, wait. Please don't. Because of...
Pensions!
What?
I'm just wondering, Mr. Bouncer, assuming you're freelance, have you thought much about your long-term financial future?
No!
Oh, you should, my friend. It's perfectly simple, right? Imagine an umbrella with a series of smaller umbrellas underneath. Quick, guys, run! Grab my arm! Go!
Where are you?
Thanks, Stephen.
Hey, hold!
Eva, call me.
Slow! What? I hate this job.
Well, that's another bar I can't go back to.
I can't help but think running away made us look more guilty. Oh, which reminds me, I need to look up guilt bonds when we get home.
Oh, here's Frank.
Good night, was it?
Yeah, uneventful.
You've got Braille. Is a Hattrick production made in collaboration with the Royal National Institute of Blind People. It was written by Rhys Finnegan and Jack Bernhardt and starred Rhys Finnegan, Steve Pemberton, Chloe Petz, Kevin KG Gary, Al Nash, and Namisha Odedra. The director was Sophie Rose Werger, and the producers were Nick Coop and Claire Broughton. Studio engineers were Pete Rowe and Matt Bainbridge. Original music, Oliver Edwards Cave. Edit, mix and sound design, John Wakefield. For RNIB, the executive producers were Yvonne Milne and Susanna Kingham. If you or someone you know needs help or support with sight loss, RNIB are here for you. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Though we can't advise on guilt bonds.